Hello, and welcome back to the OU's Global Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Adir Posey of the Orthodox Union. I'm sitting in for Naftali Herman, who will be back with us in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much for joining today's program and making it a part of your day on Yom Shlishi, the second day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support and whose names are prominently listed in the OU daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. Please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it's my distinct honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Ephraim Polakoff of Congregation based Tefillah in Woodmere, New York. Rabbi Polakoff will share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by him reciting our four daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek 20, 23, 121, and 130, which will be followed by the Mishaberach L'Cholim and Achenu. Thank you so much, and b'chavod, Rabbi Polakoff.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you, Rabbi Posey. I just want to begin by thanking the OU for arranging this important call. This is something that's been going on, we know, for the last year and a half, and hundreds of people calling each day. A big yashar koach to the OU and everyone involved for making this happen. Thank you to Rabbi Naftali Herman, who generally arranges these calls and invited me to come and share some words with you. And a special thank you to my dear friend, Rabbi Adir Posey, for hosting today. I just want to share a brief thought. Not long ago, we commemorated the National Day of Jewish Mourning, Tisha B'Av, where we commemorate and remember the two Batei Mikdash that were so tragically destroyed. Many children come home from school, from camp, with different projects and ideas about how to do mitzvos. And one of the themes that's developed is adding bricks, that each mitzvah that we do adds a brick to build that third Beis HaMikdash. It's certainly a beautiful idea, but I think it's something that we can apply to our month of Elul, which we find ourselves in right now. One of my favorite thoughts on Parsha Shoftim is a thought shared by Rav Moshe Feinstein that I think really opens our eyes to this month of Elul, to the time period of the Yamim Noraim, and how we're supposed to approach it and become better people and better Jews through the process. In Parsha Shoftim, we read about the prohibition of erecting a matseva, a monument, in the service of Hashem. The Torah tells us in Perek Tes Zayin, Pasuk Chav Beis, chapter 16, verse 22, V'lo sakim lecha matseva asher sanei Hashem elokecha, that you may not erect a matseva, a monument, which Hashem despises, which Hashem hates. Now, the strange thing about this pasuk is that we find in Parshas Vayetze that Yaakov Avinu, our Av, one of the Avos, one of the three Avos, himself erected a matseva, established a matseva, a monument, in order to serve Hashem. The pasuk tells us in Perek Chav Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayashkem Yaakov Baboker. And Yaakov got up early in the morning. He took that stone that he had used as a pillow the night before when he had that famous dream. And he erected it as a monument. And of course, this was a form of worship to Hashem. So how can it be something that was so beloved that Yaakov himself did? All of a sudden, in Parsha Shoftim, we're told, not only may we not do it, but Asher Sanei Hashem Elokecha, that Hashem despises it. Rashi, in our Parsha, Parsha Shoftim, asks this question and explains that there's a major difference between a matseva and a mizbeach, an altar, which we know is the form of service that we, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, that we did do, and Emir Hashem, that we will once again. And Rashi says that a matseva is one single stone. A mizbeach is built of many, many stones. A matseva, a monument, originally was built to Hashem. And that's why Yaakov and the Avos used that form of worship. However, a matseva was taken by the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, by those idol worshippers. They adopted that method of practice. And therefore, Hashem now hates it. Hashem now despises it. And therefore, we can no longer erect a matseva to worship Hashem. Certainly a true idea, beautiful idea, but perhaps there's a deeper message here as well. In Parshas Vayishlach, we find that Yaakov erected another matseva. This one wasn't to worship Hashem, but this was to memorialize his dear wife Rachel, who had passed away. Vayasev Yaakov matseva al kivrasa. Al kivrasa, I apologize. He matzevas kivras Rachel arayom. That Yaakov established a matseva, erected a matseva, upon the burial place of Rachel Imenu. And as we know, Kever Rachel remains to this day. So we see that when it comes to memorializing someone who's deceased, that is something positive. And that, of course, remains a custom that we have until today. A minhag Yisrael to put up a matzeva, to put up a monument after a person has passed at the place of burial. Says of Moshe Feinstein, Zatzal, we can see in these two types of matzevos the answer to our question. Because a matzeva of one stone represents something that is finished, something that has been completed. When the life is over, when the life has been completed, when the life is finished, that's when we erect a stone, a monument, to memorialize and to remember the life that once was. Before Matan Torah, before Hashem gave us all of these mitzvos, we could focus on the past. We can take pride in the things that we did. We can erect a matzeva of one stone, focused on our past accomplishments, and take pride in them and ask Hashem to be rewarded for those successes. However, after Matan Torah, when we have so much to do, when there's so much work to do, we have 613 mitzvos, we can never be satisfied with what we have accomplished. Of course, we take pride and we're happy with our accomplishments, but we can never be satisfied. We always have to continue to strive, continue to grow, continue to build. And says Rav Moshe, that's why now, after Matan Torah, a mizbeach, which is built one stone at a time, that's the proper way to serve Hashem. The month of Elul is the month of change. We're supposed to think about how we can improve, how we can change. Dramatic change is daunting. If we think about dramatic change over the next 40 days, we're going to be paralyzed. We have to think of gradual, incremental change. We have to pick a few things to work on, whether Bein Adam LaMakom, Bein Adam LaChaveiro, hopefully both, and work slowly and gradually, building one brick after the other over the next month and somewhat, and we can change from now until Yom Kippur. If we all do that, building one brick at a time, changing one thing at a time and building on that, we will all become better people, our communities will become better communities, and our world will be a better place to live. I want to wish everyone a ksiva v'chatzima tova. May you and your families be inscribed for a year of health, happiness, and peace. We're going to continue with the recitation of Tehillim. We begin with Perek Chaf, chapter 20. L'manateach mizmor l'David, Ya'ancha Adonai b'yom tzara, Yisagev chashem Elohei Yaakov, Yishlach ezrecha mikodesh, U'mitzion yisadecha, Yizkor kol minchosecha, V'olasecha yidash nesela, Yiten l'cha chil vavecha, V'chol atzascha yimalei, Miranado b'shuasecha, V'shem Eloheinu nidgol, Yimalei Adonai kol mishalosecha, Ata yadati ki Yoshia Adonai Mishicho, Ya'anehu Mishmei Kodesho Bigvuros, Yesha Yimino, Eilev Orecha Ve'ilev Asusim, Ba'anachnu Mishem Adonai Eloheinu Nazkir, Heimo Koru V'nofalu, Ba'anachnu Kamnu V'nisodod, Adonai Hoshia, Hamelech Ya'aneinu, V'yom Koreinu. We continue with Perek Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid Adonai roi lo echtar binoteh sheyarbi sei niyamei minuchos yinaaleini nafshi yishoved yancheini v'maglei tzedek l'man shemo gam ki ilech v'gei tzalmovech lo ira rok yato imodi shifticho mishantecho hei mo yinach amuni taroch lefonai shulchan neged tzorurai vishanto v'ashemen roshi kosi rivoya Achtov ochesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayoi v'shavti beveis Adonai li'orech yomim. We continue with Perek Kuf Chof Aleph, chapter 121. Shir lama'alos Eso einayo heharim e'ayin yavo ezri Ezri me'im Adonai yosei shomayim v'oretz Al yitei namot raglecha Al yonum shomerecha Hinei lo yanum velo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomrecha, Adonai tzilcha, al yadi minecha. Yomam ha-shemesh lo yakeka, v'yareyach balayla. Adonai yishmor chomikora, yishmor et nashecha. Adonai yishmor tzeisecha uvalecha, me'ata v'yadolam. And we conclude with Perek Kuflamed, chapter 130. Shir hamalos mimam akim kirosicha Adonai. Adonai shima v'koli tihiyena oznecha kashuvot l'kol tachanunai. Imavanas Tishmarya Adonai Miyamod Kimachas Licha Leman Tivare Kivisi Adonai Kivisa Navshi Velidvaro Hochalti Navshi Ladunai Mishomerim Laboker Shomerim Laboker Yachel Yisrael Adonai Kim Adonai Yachesed Arbei Mofidus Who Yiftes Yisrael Mikol Avonosov. We will now make a Mishaberach for Cholim. Please insert the names of the Cholim at the pause. Mishaberach Avoseinu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov Moshe V'Aaron David U'Shlomo Hu Yivarech V'Yirapeyes HaCholim. Ba'avur Sh'anachnu Mispalolim Ba'avuram Yizchar zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yimalei Rachamim Aleihem La'achli Mama L'Rapo Samba La'achazikam La'achayusam Yishlach Lohem Meherah Refuah Shlema Min HaShomayim L'cholei Boreim L'chol Kideyem B'Sof Sh'ar Cholei Yisrael Refuah Tanefesh Refuah Taguf Hashtob Agolov Izman Koriv Nomar Amein. We conclude with Achenu Achenu Kobeis Yisrael HaNasinim B'Aftaro V'Ashivya HaOmdim Bein Bayam Uvein Bayabasha Hamakom Yirachem Aleihem Biyotziyem Yitzarol Yirvacha Me'afelo La'ora Mishibu B'Geula Ashtob Agola Uvizman Koriv.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Polakoff. It is really a true pleasure to hear your voice. We hope and pray for all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all those in need will be answered L'Tova for good. Please join us again tomorrow at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time for our next regularly scheduled program. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.